Hi everyone, I'm sure that you missed us. We've been fucking ages. I'm Jack, joined by KC. How are you doing?
I'm eating Tic Tacs today.
Yay. Don't be talking about us dinner. We can't be stealing the all stats out we guys gimmicks. I'll try to keep mentions of PPDA down to one. Episode 327. It's the levels of busy, and then KC went on holiday. It's just been all over the shop. So there's no point going back through all the stuff we've missed. So I have a much more generic question, KC. 4 points from four. How do you feel about that?
I mean, on that form, we would probably be safe. I don't think it'll be fun, but yeah, it's been fine. As excited as I can get about football.
Yeah, it hasn't been the most exciting. I mean, obviously, you play four games and you've scored one goal, and that was a penalty. It's not exactly the free-flowing football, but trying to, I mean, you want to be entertained by football, so that's never great. But the defensive work, I mean, yeah, Arsenal battered us, but Arsenal, that's Arsenal. I'm not really worried about that. In the other three games, we've kept two clean sheets, and we should really have kept three. Goodmanson's own goal in like the last minute at Fulham. I have been jokingly blaming my fiance for because she is a curse whenever she walks in a room, Leeds concede a goal. And they got that corner and she said, "Oh, how's the game going?" I went, "Nil-nil last minute." And she went, "Oh, well, we need Leeds to score." And my exact words were, "No, what we need is the full-time whistle and then goal immediately." Now, given what time that game kicked off, you can figure out the way that I was probably watching it, and therefore it had actually already happened by the time Sarah said that. But it's much more fun for me to just call it a curse. Oh
But the wedding's still on, you say?
it's still on Friday, a week today.
Tomorrow night we'll be entertained. Yeah, it was. I would say for 70 minutes, it was a generally poor game. And then Kevin came on.
Yeah, he did stand out a mile, didn't he, as the best player on the pitch. There were a couple of Leeds fans, I think one of them was that Ethan from online, who were digging out their old tweets talking about how, hey, Leeds should sign this guy. But there was a fair few. He stood out an absolute mile when he came on.
Yeah, he was creative wise, head and shoulders above anything else on the pitch. I know we had a couple of decent chances, and then probably up until that point had the best chances of the game. But I mean, what was it? It's the volley from the edge of the area.
Yeah, the Longstaff one that is for Barr is a good effort. And then there was the Calvert-Lewin header, but that was 2 yards offside anyway, really. So it would have got pulled back.
Brendan Aaronson's effort at the near post, which I don't think he was ever going to score. I think he was too far ahead of the front post anyway. But
Yeah, no, but I forgot about that.
I think he did well to get it on target.
Yeah, it was, to be honest, as much as I, along with the entire rest of the fan base, didn't want Aaronson in the team, don't think that he's good enough for the Premier League, I thought he had a pretty decent game. There was one bit where he got the ball and we had like a 4-on-4 break, and he just dribbled into the middle of the pitch, took 20 seconds to make his mind up, and then passed it straight to a Fulham player. And it was one of them where in the ground I would have really lost my head with him.
You just wanted him to get it out of his feet and get it across to Okafor. I think it
Yeah.
was at that point. And yeah, like you
That
say,
aside.
defensive game.
Ali is asking us if Sarah was an albatross in a past life, and there is jokes in that that I'm not going to make on the internet, and leave it at that. Also, Zach saying that claims Klutz and picks Jack, which is a reference that not even you'll get, KC. So really, don't worry about it. But if anyone out there does
Cool.
want to play Blood on the Clock Tower, you should look up Chance and Clockers on Facebook. The game itself against Fulham was just really poor. But I'd take Paul for every away game if it finished in draw.
That's where this bit falls apart, though, isn't it? Mm. I know, like, I know, ultimately as well, I think it's very harsh on Goodmanson, who I thought was probably our man of the match.
Oh, I would have to...
I mean, as you dig through, like, Calvert-Lewin had very little to work with. I thought Okafor had a couple of nice touches, but...
Coming out of the game, my takeaway was I liked what I saw out of Okafor. But whether he was actually the best player, you might well be right. I thought both centre halves were really good.
Yeah, I thought the back four generally played well. I'm now fully at the point where it's quite funny watching Jaden Bogle go to sprint away, and you just go, "Oh, most Premier League players are that speed now."
Like Bogle still be really good, but he isn't massively quicker than the players around him anymore.
Yeah. I'm going to say this now. We're four games into the season. Anton Stach.
I've liked in most of the games he's played. Mm. And I liked what he was trying to do against Fulham. I did not like the execution of what he was doing against Fulham. He had a bit of an off day, but I'm not so much worried about that. Calling it early? It's a fraud.
Yeah, Dublin was a freak incident. Not a fraud, but
a bold fraud.
I would. It's very harsh on him.
Yeah. His full head of hair is a lie.
If he goes for a run upfield now, his hair comes off. That's it. I'm just walking out. I don't know. I've been underwhelmed with him. Everton aside, I thought Everton he probably played pretty well. The other three, I've been a lot less impressed.
Yeah. I'm taking out the Arsenal game entirely. One, because it was Arsenal. Two, it was a 5-0 defeat. And three, because I was fairly drunk. Like, my opinion on that game is not worth
anything.
And
I can't state the importance of that third point.
Yeah.
And it might just be that it's still the start of the season. I'm pretty sure we've played a different midfield three for each game so far, and it's a case of gelling, because obviously Ampadu got injured in the opener, Gruev came in for that. Gruev come out against Newcastle? I'm trying to remember which way around it was. I think it's either each game or three of the four games we have had.
Yeah, my memory for football used to be good, but lately it's a lot worse, as we've proved with various games we've played in the pub recently. We have played the physical midfield against Newcastle and against Fulham.
Hmm.
For both of those, it was Stach, Longstaff, Ampadu, wasn't it? Or was Ampadu not back yet?
No, Ampadu wasn't back yet, I don't think.
That was the game before the international break, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, then Ampadu was injured. Yeah, then we've switched to midfield every time in that case.
So whether it's a case of kind of that unit in the middle gelling and kind of getting to grips with the roles, I don't know. Off the ball, I will say, I thought off the ball against Fulham, we were so well organised. I thought we very quickly got into that sort of 4-5-1. I think it probably helped. I thought Fulham were a bit slow. I think there was quite a few times you saw like Calvin Bassey sort of having the ball around the halfway line and he just didn't really know what to do with it. So they were never really able to penetrate that well. And we did exactly what you kind of want us to do away from home in these situations, sort of three tight banks and not give them a lot of space to operate in, which we didn't do.
Yeah, because I mean it was not 4-3-3, it was 4-5-1. but it was a well-organized 4-5-1. It's sort of a, there was a bit of a worry coming into this that Farker plays one way and that he wouldn't be able to adapt. And do you worry that if anything is adapted to an extent where he's gone a bit too negative?
Maybe, but I think at this point, I think he's very specific about what he wants from a number 10 at this level. And I think he probably looks at what he has in his squad and thinks, I don't have that, so I'm not going to have one. Yeah. Like for me, watching Okafor at times, I was looking at him thinking, I think he might have been better off as a 10 for us with what he can offer. Because I think Okafor is one of those odd ones. He doesn't look fast when he moves, but he does seem to glide past people fairly comfortably. Mm. Whereas Nonto is, I don't know if it's the height thing where it's just, it's all legs pumping to scamper past someone.
Yeah.
But it's a tough one with that. Obviously, Dan James as well not being fully fit and now being injured.
Yeah,
I've also done my classic of I don't know what happened in the press conference.
Late calls on James and Nonto, and it sounded like Nonto might make the bench, and it sounded like James probably not there at all.
Hmm.
I think the lack of Nonto is a worry, just because I think he's one of the players that would have the best shot at doing something against the types of defenders that Wolves have. Which is why, like, I'll just say it now. There's no point keeping a structure because we never do. I have a note later on that basically says, if there's a player that needs to play well, who do you think it is? And I've gone for Okafor. Because I think we're going to play one up front. They're going to play three centre-halves. And even if that one striker plays well, they're going to struggle in that situation. So we have to, someone has to get up with him. And I think our best bet on that is Okafor.
Ah, Brendy.
I think Brendy's going to start.
I think he will as well.
I think it'll be him on the right and Okafor. To be honest, I think it'll be the exact same team as Fulham. Because, Perry's out as well. Still.
Hmm. And to be fair, I thought Carl Darlow had a good game. He made the saves he needed to make.
Yeah, he did. And I can't blame him for that goal. That was probably one of them things. There's no way he could have seen that coming. It's just a wonder, really, whether it's the formation being too negative that has led to us not scoring any goals, or is it just a straight-up lack of quality in forward areas? And the quality that we do have is only just getting fit, and we don't know.
My hope is that in a game like this, that Stack has a bit more license to roam and push a bit higher up the pitch, and I think he probably forms more of a box-to-box player, and then if you allow him to get further forward and you've got Ampadu sitting deep, Longstaff will obviously cover a lot of ground.
Wolves do, generally speaking, only play with two central midfielders. So you can afford for that. Ali's in the comments here saying something that I would have thought about, but I don't think for a second Fark is going to do. One striker against two against the centre-backs is a numbers game you're going to lose every time without exceptional creation and ball delivery, which we don't have. So he'd play 3-5-2, let Bogle and Gabriel Goodmanson go straight up and down on the wings. And you can, if it's scrappy, you can go over the top and you could play Calvert-Lewin and Metcher. And you're always going to be able to get out, which I don't think is a bad idea at all, but I just don't think for a second that Fark's going to do that.
No, it will be interesting.
It gives you a chance to play Biol against that. They've signed that Tolu Arokodare as well from, I think it was Bruges. It was definitely Belgium.
Hmm.
But he's 6'6" and built like a brick shithouse by all accounts. I haven't seen much. I know that the all stats aren't we guys really. I think it was Martin Riley that really wanted us to sign him. But if you were playing a back three, if they end up with him and Strand Larsen on the pitch, a back three isn't a bad way of dealing with that.
I mean, we've not really seen much of Big Bastards FC so far, have we? It's been confined to the League Cup.
Yeah.
The Big Bastards is, well, Anton Sachs in the team now. What more do you want?
Yeah.
If they're going to have two big lads up top, it does make a lot of sense. Plus, I think you've got to have a go at this Wolves team. They are 0 points from four.
Yeah. Like, and Vitor Pereira's just signed a new contract, which was surprising.
The football world never ceases to amaze. Not that I think most of it's his fault, like, because I think he did a very good job in keeping them up last year. And then you go and sell Aitnori and Cunha. And battled to keep Strand Larsen as well.
Yeah, who they signed this summer.
Yeah.
Because he was on loan last year.
Yeah, which seemed an odd one, but the audacious.
We always forget that thing on Football Manager where you players will not leave after they've just signed any sort of new contract isn't real.
Yeah. They've just settled it. Ooh. Actually.
More money in Champions League, you say?
Yeah. Which could be interesting if we did go with something like that, and like you say, if you've got your fullbacks with a lot more license to get forward, allows Okafor and Aronson to come inside a bit more and occupy up their other centre backs.
Yeah, if he's fit, I'd like to see Tanaka start this. I don't think he will, just because. And I said that there'd be a mention. Wolves don't really press. They'll have a little go at the start and then drop off a bit like we do. It could be a very odd game, this. Because it could be that we have the ball for like 20 minutes and then Wolves have the ball for 20 minutes.
Mm.
And just like both teams are sort of happy with that. Which will be an odd game to watch. But because I think we're going to get a bit more time on the ball, and Wolves will sit deeper than just about all the other teams that we've played, I think that you need a bit of a more technical midfielder who might be able to get into some gaps and maybe create something. And for as good a players as I think that they all are, Stack, Longstaff and Padu is very what we have, we hold. It's a very what we have, we hold midfield.
Mm.
And I think that you might need that one extra body.
Yeah, are you thinking in that instance, then, if he did come in, you'd bring him with a Longstaff?
The note I've got is Longstaff question mark. Because Longstaff's been pretty good in the last couple of games. I just think that's probably who would drop out if I was going to do it. I suppose in the world where you switch to a back three, it all goes all over the shop then, and then I'm not sure what you pick. But I would quite like to see him. But again, because the midfield itself played quite well against Fulham, I think it will be the same one.
Yeah. I would quite like to see Tanaka come back in. I think he's puts a... I don't know, it's weird, because Tanaka doesn't run with the ball a lot. But I do think he injects a bit of pace into your midfield at the same time.
Yeah, he doesn't run distances with the ball, but he does turn away from players and just make that few yards that makes someone else step up.
I think we are probably still trying to find the right balance with it at the moment as well. We are very unlucky in as much as having James and Nonto be out injured as well.
Good job we fucked Ramazani off, isn't it?
Yeah. Jack, it's fine. We have Jack Harrison.
would I? I think he's a better footballer than Brendan Aaronson.
Yeah.
I don't like him as much, but I think he's a better footballer than him.
Oh, no. I dislike Brendan much more.
Yeah, you do, but you love Jack Harrison.
I love Jack Harrison, but Brendan Aaronson. Listen, I hate Americans.
Other than the laying on the floor, which he seems to have stopped doing, everything else that's wrong with Brendan Aaronson isn't his fault. That's just who he is.
I disagree. I think there is much work that could be done on his, you know, having the ball and what to do with it.
Oh, I just think he isn't good enough, and I don't really get mad at people for not being good enough. They're just not. it's sort of a weird game, this, because I think, look, it's the fifth game of the season. There is no away game five games into a season that I'm going to say is must win, because it isn't. But it's feeling a little bit must not lose.
I'm going to say it. I think you've got to win this game. I know four games into a season isn't a true test of where a team will finish in the league or how their season is going to be necessarily. But you are looking at a Wolves team that has just deteriorated over the last 3 years and just lacks a lot of quality. I think it really... that so much of what they did last year was pinned on the hopes of your left wing back and a creative midfielder who at any moment could just decide, you know what, bollocks to this, I'm just going to spit at someone or push a referee or just do whatever and get myself binned off for 3 to 5 games.
Yeah.
But I think functionally we have a better team than them. But again, it will very much come down to, like I say, if we're playing one up top against the back three, what are the chances you're creating? How many of those are actually going to come from inside the penalty area?
Yeah. Which, by the way, is another reason to pick Tanaka in the midfield. I'm not saying he's a massive goal threat, but he's a bigger goal threat than the rest of our midfielders.
Yeah, I mean, given the last 2 years, our lack of goals from central midfield has been... I know we're saying this after a year last year where we were scoring 4, 5, 7 goals in a game, but there were still points where they go, yeah, but could really do with a centre mid getting a goal.
Yeah. There is one other option that we haven't discussed in terms of formation, but like, if this is one of the games where if you were going to do it, I can see the argument. Because you're going to have plenty of a ball and they sit deep, if you were going to go back to a 4-2-3-1, this is probably it. But I don't see him bringing Piru out from the cold, and I think with Nonto injured, that would be what you have to do.
Hmm.
And I just don't see it. Again, if they're going to sit deep and have three centre-backs, it's another person who can ping one in from 20-odd yards, which might be what you need.
Like you say, if there is a game as well where they are not pressing much and there is probably a bit less pressure on you to do so as well, again, Piru's probably not the worst option for it.
Specifically as a 10. If you played him as a 9, those centre backs will eat him alive.
Oh, yeah.
And to be fair, like, one of Rodrigo Gomez and Andre would probably eat him alive if he plays 10 as well.
Hmm.
But more likely if he was going to do one of them. I don't see him doing it. I think that we have to get an extra body up there in order to make this work. I'm properly coming around to the idea of Ali Foot in chat of going with Mecha and Calvert-Lewin and going like, right, we're going to get this ball forward. But I think that you do. The problem is that if you play them both, it probably Mecha would have to sort of drop off a bit out of possession. And I'm not sure he's really good at controlling the ball that's played up long to him. I'm not sure how good he is getting it into feet and turning with it.
Mm.
So yeah, I'm not sure what to think of this, but I do look at their team, and you're right that there isn't hope. I have my normal thing in of like, who scares you? And obviously, Strand Larson's good. And by reputation, that Arocadere that might will probably play at number nine is good, but I haven't seen much. Outside of that, like, I mean, Andre and João Gomes and Rodrigo Gomes, Rob, good but not great. Hugo Bueno, same. I don't rate their centre-halves. But they are big and strong, and if you're just putting balls in the box, which is what we've been doing, they'll deal with that all day. It's why I think Okafor running at... Who do they normally have on the right? By the looks of it, Yerson Mosquera normally plays on the right. Okafor running at him is probably his best bet.
Yeah, I mean, just looking at their team that played Newcastle, it was Huang that started up top with that one. Strand Larson on the bench. I know he's been out as well. I don't know what his situation is in their team.
I believe Strand Larson might play, but the bits I've read were leaning towards it being Arocadere up top. And maybe if they play wingers, like it being maybe Strand Larson playing there or just playing as a 10. And there's a young lad who hasn't played much, Fair Lopez, that they've all been wanting to play. But he hasn't played a great deal. So he might get a go. They've also got that other left back who I can't believe I forgot because it's Wolf that plays for Wolves. And he's meant to be pretty decent, but again, not seen loads.
Yeah, like you say, you kind of look through this list and it's just not the team they had.
No, it's very like when Southampton sold the best player every year for 4 years and then suddenly went, oh no, suddenly we're shit.
Yeah, Leicester, same with Leicester.
Yeah.
Like that thing of just, oh yeah, don't worry, we've got a system in place where they're always replaced and then you have two bad windows and all of a sudden it's all gone wrong. I don't know what's happened to their pipeline to the Portuguese national team, but it seems to have fallen apart somewhat.
Yeah, I mean, we say...
Arguably, they had a better team.
We
say
falling apart. I did just say Rodrigo Gomes, João Gomes. Andre, I think, is actually Brazilian, but it's basically the same in terms of football. Because half the Brazilian league moves to Portugal. I'll be interested to see what they do. But I think there is a reason that Alex's prediction is 0-0. And I don't think it's the worst shout. I haven't heard back from Connie yet. As usual, I'll hear back after he's done at work. Benny's got us for a 1-0 win. Little Danny's got a 1-1 draw, but he specifically said our goal will be a penalty. So, get out there. And I've also got a 1-1 draw.
2-0 win.
God, I hope you're right.
Two penalties.
I can almost say now, Connie's will be one of a 1-0 win or a 2-1 win. It's very likely. I'm not expecting this to be a good game for like the neutral, as none of them have been recently. But I also think if Roden and I do think it'll be Roden and Strauch, if they both play well, I can't see us conceding more than one, which always gives you a chance.
Not with RXG, it doesn't.
I mean, it's not unfair. is there any change that you think could be like the key to this? Is there a player that you think? Because I think Okafor's the key one. Is there a key man that you think that's our goal threat? Because that's what I was worried about in even as pre-season predictions.
I don't know. I've got it in my head a little bit. I could see Mecha coming in and starting this one. I don't know. I think the problem for Calvert-Lewin is the Fulham game, he just wasn't in the game much. He had very little chance to be in the game. And I don't think he is of... I don't know whether it's that he's not got the legs for it, or I feel Mecher is maybe a bit more proactive in his approach, whereas our attempts to get Calvert-Lewin into the game were very direct.
Yeah.
Whether Mecher will get himself about a little bit more, I don't know. He's not wrong there.
Yeah, I've just put on screen Ali Strauch, the only goal threat. And while that is a slight exaggeration, it's not a big enough. It's not as big an exaggeration as I'd like it to be.
With a basis of truth.
There is another thing that Ali comments that I don't think is a bad way. Basically, just this is a pro. It is a bit Allardyce, but he's basically going, sod it, let's have Bornau and Biol in as well, and the Mecher and DCL, and just try and score set pieces. Which, if we had someone who could take one,
that's one of the big. It's one of the big bastards, isn't it? But
And the one thing I liked about Mecher over Calvert-Lewin is, and it's a very limited sample set, they both deal fairly well with long balls into them, but Mecher seemed to be better at getting it so someone else then got into play from it. And some of the time it looked so awkward the way he did it, but he did do it. Like, even if it was a bit Brian Dean and off his shoulder and off his, but it was always getting there. And again, with how deep they sit. That's the other thing, though, that are we going to need to play that long ball? If they sit as deep as I think they will, if we should be able to just pass his way out.
I'd like to think so. I think if you come out of this game, and again, you're not creating chances, I'm not saying we have to panic, but I would be stood with my finger hovering just above the panic button.
Yeah, there is one last person to mention, because it's been all over Twitter this week. And if James and Nonto are out, there's probably a spot on the bench. Harry Gray. Have you seen this hat trick in midweek?
No, but it's...
It's too early.
It's September, and we've already gone, all right, that's
the
it.
Child!
That's the child.
It depends how bad the injuries are. If they're both off the bench, I think he will sneak onto the bench. And then, if we're behind, it's probably worth a shout. But if we were suddenly throwing him in and stuff, that would be panicking, I think.
There's Sam Greenwood, get him back in. Yeah. He's good to set pieces.
Can take a set piece.
Why did we get rid of him now? it wouldn't shock me if he was on the bench, like you say, with some of the injuries going on.
There is also a chance that, just given where the injuries are, that maybe he throws on one of the young wingers. I'm guessing James isn't fit, because I don't think he played, so maybe McDonald or someone, but I doubt it.
I was going to say, it depends what position you consider Sam Chambers this week. Our new right back.
Yeah. So, the predictions-wise seems to be okay. Thank you to the bots that have finally started to get into the comments. We nearly got all the way through before it started happening. So, yeah, we can't lose this game, but if we, don't create anything and end up losing this game, I'm with you. That's when I will start worrying, because these are a bit shit. I mean, I haven't checked the odds that recently, but, you know, we are still not one of the three favourites to go down. And the one that's replaced us out of the promoted sides is Wolves. And yeah. basically, I think that we really need something out of this, because as much as Bournemouth at home sounds like a winnable game, Bournemouth look really good.
They're quite a good team. Very well coached.
Yeah, like it's almost like we, you know, it's almost like that person that everyone wanted us to get. If we'd have sacked Marsh in at the World Cup. And no, Jack, it's 3 years ago. Let it go.
No. Carry the hatred. Yeah. Consume the darkness.
But yeah, the next two being, even though they're both at home, Bournemouth and Spurs, I'm not expecting more than 1 point from them two, maximum, really, because I think Bournemouth are good. So we really need something from this. And then you've got Burnley, West Ham, and that's more winnable games. So we really, really could do...
No, because both of those teams will have new manager bounce by the time we play them.
Yeah.
that's a bit harsh on Scott Parker.
Yeah.
Not Potter.
Is there any... None of us got the first manager to go right. Because even though we know they're mental, none of us actually went for Nuno.
I bet if you'd have guessed as the first manager to be hired, none of us would have gone with Ange either.
Yeah, maybe. But yeah, that was the one bit of news. It just jumped into my head. Not that it's going to affect this season that much, but Alfie Cresswell signed a new deal. And he's looked pretty decent this season. One of them who would be a really useful squad backup on Football Manager, because he basically can play everywhere except in goal.
But Nicholas Alexanderson.
That's it. They call him the English Nicholas Alexander.
Labeled the next.
Yeah. but yeah, that will do us for episode 327. Everything should be a bit more back to normal now, so we'll probably be back early next week to talk about that game. And we will probably preview the Bournemouth game quite early in the week, because as was briefly mentioned at the start of the show, I'm getting married on Friday. So unlikely to have much time.
There's probably a couple of hours we can find somewhere.
I mean, to be honest, I actually can do Thursday night, because...
I meant on Friday.
Yeah, it'd be a very different pod. I suppose it depends on how many drinks I get bought, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Anyway, that will do us. I've been Jack, see ya.
I've been Casey, have a good one.
In a bit.